I would now like to go into a subject that many, many people are interested in. Besides being interested in, it's such a vital part of their lives from many standpoints that I would like to give some vital keys that I have discovered in the years that I have sought much knowledge on this particular subject and am still striving to learn more and more about it. The topic is, what is healing? Healing in one word means change. Change is one of the key words when we talk about healing. Healing means transformation or change. When we say this, in the case of illness, we're talking about changing the condition of illness to a condition of health. Actually, everything in life, in every sense of the word, needs healing or change. As you may wish to change unhappiness to happiness, poverty to wealth, mental confusion to peace of mind, and so on. But in truth, how much is really known concerning the power of healing? There are healers and there are healers, as they fall in many, many categories, whether they are practicing mental healing, physical healing, faith healing, and so on. There are also just as many different methods of healing as there are healers. Let us concentrate more today on the concept that is held by some healers, and that is that healing is done by universal immutable laws, thus saying there is an existing intelligence or force that is always creating on its own and is not subject to time or space. For example, mind selecting ideas and willing them into a form by picturing them and then allowing this universal substance to be set in motion and eventually bring about the manifestation on a more physical or material level. According to this concept, if the mind pictures health, then health must actually follow. Successful healing proves that these laws are miraculous, and perhaps rightfully so. Yet, what we need to understand and to recognize is that the human eye is a camera. The human eye takes millions of pictures every 24 hours in natural colors, develops them and files them away in orderly sequence, and with complete accuracy. There is no fighting system devised to equal this. Its operation is identical to the operation of the camera, and the process of seeing an object follows the scheme of photography in every detail. Next, when the shutter is opened, the image is fixed on the plate, and the photograph completed by being established as memory in the mind. Now, when we speak of healing, and we speak of healing principles, we are encompassing a wide range and relating to a vast subject that needs to be really studied, very much so, understood, very much so, and then and only then applied. Physical illness is merely seeing the effects of the cast stage of disharmonies finally revealed by the physical body. In other words, when we break physical laws that are connected with our physical body, then we will eventually, in some form or another, experience physical illness. Man must live upon an absolute conviction that he is the product of his thoughts and his emotions, and hold to a perfect image of perfect health picture. When you think in terms of my mind rests upon the still water of the spirit and release a disordered mind, because a disordered mind will also bring forth a disordered body. The mind is an instrument given to you for your use, just the same as your body. And your body is in your conscious, which is infinite. Many times we develop the mental part of ourselves, the intellect. Many times we develop more the spiritual part of ourselves and neglect to remember the instrument or the body temple from which all of these things must function through. Matter is real and can change form, but it cannot be destroyed. It can be reduced to molecules and then to atoms and resolved to energy. So matter is actually mind appearing, mind made visible as matter. So harmony, transformation, change is all possible. And man has the keys to change sin, disease, or anything that is unbalancing him. When a cold or cancer or a beggar or a cripple or consumption or unemployment come into view, man goes into panic and fear and forgets that it is only the arms of flesh. It does not have the power to destroy man. For man is connected with the divine spirit, which is life and can never be destroyed. So therefore, a spiritual healer has to be a person who understands that he is not dealing with colds or cancer or consumption or polio, even though the effects are there. He must go back to cause. Certainly the effects are there. But without understanding cause, he cannot change the effects. He has to realize that he is dealing with a misapprehension of reality. That the patient has fallen into a strong hypnotism, a mesmerization, a suggestion that has deepened. And because he believes and has let himself not follow physical or mental or spiritual laws, he is now under the law of his being, which is the cancer or the illness or whatever it is that he is suffering. The moment that the hypnotism is destroyed, the image is also destroyed, and health will follow. Treatment is a technique employed to lift consciousness to such an elevation that a contact with God is established, which permits spiritual power to flow into human activity. Treatments can clear the thoughts of ignorance and superstition and false theories. Spiritually speaking, a healer must have developed his own very high spiritual consciousness, or he cannot be of much use to anyone. He must stand at the doorway of consciousness, permitting nothing of a discordant nature to enter. For if he does, he will prevent healing from moving into full operation. A healer has to have compassion, has to have love, has to have understanding. For the secret in healing is in reaction. Harmony and peace and upliftment, health and prosperity have to be a strong part of his or her consciousness. When your concept is a material sense of body, you open yourself up to all the sins, all the diseases the body may be subject. God is the only life. The life of God can never be sick or weakened, nor subject to any external influences of any nature. We are the instruments in the hands of God. We are the vehicles, and the healthier, and the more happier, and the more prosperous we are, the greater witnesses we are. So when you go to God expecting God, not expecting a healing. Therefore, you will seek truth and illumination and much light and revelation and understand the causes of your illness. Of course, in this day and age, we have to consider diet and stress and lack of exercise or too much exercise and fears. These also have to come into a strong consideration as they do play their part. Our physical chemistry can be translated into mental terms. The body is a mind of incredible fine balance. The human body is built of many individual cells. If creation and eventually bringing about manifestation at some level of density, either in the etheric or in the material state, we can prove to ourselves that there is an existing intelligence or force that is always creating, not subject to time or space. Successful healings prove that God's laws are miraculous, but actually there are no miracles as such. First, we must learn to have love and compassion for others in order to help them, not sympathy. By emotionally sympathizing, we identify with their illness, and therefore there are two people that are sick instead of one. We have to apply laws. Spiritual laws, divine laws, if we wish results to come into being. And we must live by the laws of help, by the laws of love, by the laws of forgiveness, not of hate, resentment, and fear. Instead, there must be love, divine love, true forgiveness, expectancy of good, and joy. We must want to minister to their needs, to their hunger, to their pain, but only through law, only through divine law. Healing comes from one source, and since God is that source, and since God is the all-encompassing spirit, it's through this realm that spiritual healing takes place. Man looks upon the Creator with the same limitations he places upon his fellow man, believing it's too great a task for him to heal them. This way they prevent healing from occurring, for they generate a high mental resistance, blocking the flow of the healing current. And this is caused by the personality ego, which has developed a sense of separateness between themselves and the Creator. And this, therefore, keeps from establishing the natural balance of health. Therefore, disbelief, non-expectancy, skepticism, etc., are powerful motivating forces, and they will hinder and prevent, actually stop healing. Any high resistance, anyway, inhibits the power of the Creator, conscious or unconscious. Actually, for the best results, one should sit back, relax, and expect to receive, focusing one's attention on one's highest conception of the divine. Actually, really focusing your attention on the highest conception of the divine creative process. Therefore, making oneself one with the channel of healing. Using the method, one's very likely to succeed and no doubt to be healed. So the main requirement is to create an attitude of mind which provides minimum resistance to the flow of the healing current. I repeat, the main requirement is to create an attitude of mind which provides minimum resistance to the flow of the healing current. And so we've heard a lot about the silent treatment, the laying on of the hands, the different forms of emanation through electromagnetic heat, the causes of electrical currents flowing in the physical body, sound waves, thought waves, vibrations, and so forth. These emanations extend beyond the skin and act as sensors to pick up various signals or energies from other sources. And possibly at times, the spiritual healer blends his own field of energies with that of the patient in a transmission of energy between the two. So personal energy fields must come in contact with a universal energy field. Personal energy with a harmonious relationship with universal energy bring forth results. The healer is a conductor between universal energy and the patient, making the connection by direct touch or other methods. The body is composed of little particles or points of energy sphered from each other by space and held in place through electrically balanced fields. And in healing, a rearrangement of the microparticles is necessary. I will say this again. The body is composed of little particles or points of energy separated from each other by space and held in place through electrically balanced fields. And in healing, a rearrangement of the microparticles is necessary, since disease is a result of these particles being out of balance and need to be brought into harmony or health. And therefore, the source of healing is of a spiritual nature, and there are many ways of restoring health. Spiritual healing accelerates natural healing processes of the human body. It provides an added ingredient. There are many laws subject to healing, some known and others unknown. However, it appears that these laws operate through divine healing and spiritual healing treatments. Most people speak of feeling this power by feeling an electrical discharge from their hands, like 1,000 pins and needles pricking the fingertips and palms, and also a warmth that may flow from their hands. In other cases, they may feel cool. Yes, treatment varies, as individuals vary in treatments necessary. The Supreme Intelligence knows what is necessary and applies that which is required. When healing at a distance, a flow will be felt in the area of the solar plexus. The reason for all healing is really to awaken souls to the reality of life. The healing, the comfort that is attained, the various kinds of healing, is meant to always draw attention to this message, that all who live are a part of the Creator. Divine beings, souls must realize this so that they can claim their heritage and fulfill their destiny. I know it is not easy to do this work, but sometimes the greater the task, the more difficult the obstacles to overcome. If humanity could ascend great heights easily, they would not be so worthwhile. The soul finds itself not through ease, not through idleness, but through striving. Those who look at the channels of healing and see the results and think it is easy are only looking at the surface. The great value of this time is that we are able to recognize that there are eternal principles, unfailing truths, that actually have a definite foundation that we can rest upon. Yes, we are encased in matter and have to face daily problems and daily obstacles of physical bodies. And sometimes we become so engrossed in this that we forget spiritual realities. We need to always remember that matter and spirit are truly one. Recognize this, and you have learned one of nature's greatest secrets.